important to me.
Don't touch that dial.
It's time for Down Home Roundup. And it is time for Down Home Roundup, where you get to hear some of the greatest songs by some of the greatest indie country artists across America and around the world. We have a very special program for you today. We're going to play tribute songs. We're going to play those songs performed by today's indie country artists that pay tribute, sing the praises of country legends and icons. So as always, sit back, relax, get in that down-home spirit. And get ready to hear some great music. Okay, welcome to Down Home Roundup and our special tribute show. We have some great music on tap for you today. And as I mentioned before, we're going to be playing tribute songs. Those are those songs where our great, wonderful, talented indie country artists sing the praises of the country greats of the past, the legends, the icons. And just to get everybody in a traditional country spirit, we're going to start things off with a tribute to traditional country music. Here is Darrell Armstrong and a little thing called Let's Put Country Back in Country Once Again.
Well, that sure ain't country on my radio. And I'm thinking that it's time for it to go. I don't know these singers' names, and all the songs, they sound the same. Let's put country back in country once again. What they're calling country now, well, it ain't real. It doesn't have the heart and has no feel. It seems they just hijacked the name, and I sure know we need a change. Let's put country back in country once again. Please stop loving her today, and I'm no stranger to the rain, or no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. Let's look back at yesterday and build on what they had to say. Let's put country back in country once again. Country music didn't vanish overnight, and we're not gonna let it die without a fight. A revolution's coming on, and we won't stop until we've won. Let's put country back in country once again. Please play me chiseled in stone and some murder on music road. And the storms of life are washing me away. Let's look back at yesterday and build on what they had to say. Let's put country back in country once again. No, we can't let our legends down. We'll run bro country out of town, and we'll put country back in country once again. Yeah, let's put country back in country once again.
Darrell Armstrong, let's put country back in country once again. And you know, the one person that probably did more than anyone else to drag country music out of the hills and backcountry and into mainstream America than Hank Williams. Now, old Hank, he passed away, unfortunately, at the age of 29 on a cold New Year's Day morning in 1953. In the back seat of a car traveling through West Virginia, but he left a rich legacy of great country music behind him. Who can forget songs like Your Cheating Heart, Lovesick Blues, Lost Highway, many, many more. And here to play tribute to Hank Williams is Mike Bryant. And Mike is going to sing a little song called Hank Williams Shoes.
There's never been a country song like the songs Hank Williams played, and that's why I guess I still sing those songs of Hank Williams to this day. All the words that Hank put to his pen made us feel like we were all his friends. The Lost Love and Blues I listened to, it felt like I was walking in Hank Williams' shoes. Would always be a part, even though it was a cheating heart. Singing blues in some old honky tonk, just singing back his broken dreams. Every time I put Hank's records on, I was living his life too. You never feel that you're the special kind when you're walking in Hank Williams' shoes. Sometimes I think, somehow I see, that the things Hank sang and wrote about were written especially for me. 'Cause Hank sang about the common man, the way of life that some men choose. And tonight that's why I understand that I'm walking in Hank Williams' shoes. Singing songs of love and homesick blues. Well, I'm walking in Hank Williams' shoes.
Mike Bryant, Hank Williams' shoes. Isn't that a wonderful song? And coming up next, another Hank Williams tribute song. This one kind of has a kind of a spooky air to it, you know. Celebrating the spirit of Hank Williams, and of course Hank's spirit will live on forever. Here is Jack Simpson. He looks like Hank.
While hunting wild turkey and sipping on Jim Beam, I come across something like you ain't never seen. Way back in the woods where I thought I was alone, to the structure of something that someone called home. I saw a shotgun and a guitar and a six-pack of beer, and a sign on the door that said, guess who lives here? And an old red-bone hound that looked older than time, and an old man in the floor, he was on at 29. But I swear he looked just like old Hank. I wouldn't bet, wouldn't echo that he ain't. I got goosebumps and dizzy and felt kind of faint, but I swear I've been talking to Hank. He said I played some music in this drifting cowboy band, all across the country and a few foreign lands. Well, some crowds were big and some crowds were small. Somehow I hoped I'd let them know I loved them all. Well, I said, you're mighty skinny, and he said, would you believe it only took one woman to do this to me? Well, some are born to love and some are born to hate, but I had one son that was born to love and hate. And I swear he looked just like old Hank. Wouldn't bet, wouldn't echo that he ain't. I got goosebumps and dizzy and felt kind of faint, but I swear I've been talking to Hank. You know, I think I've been talking to poor old Hank.
Jack Simpson, he looks like Hank. Coming up next is actually a double tribute. Also sings the praises of the late, great Merle Haggard. And as one who grew up on the music of old Merle, I tell you, I miss him and I miss his music all the time. Of course, Merle Haggard, known for such great hits as Okie from Muskogee, Silver Wings, Mama Tried, Lonesome Fugitive, and my personal favorite, What Have You Got in Mind Tonight, Diana? Here is Southern Fried and their song Hank and Haggard.
Country music runs deep down in my veins. I learned to play guitar like a natural born hillbilly. A lot of good singers taught me how to sing, but it was Hank and Haggard laid the country down. Hank and Haggard laid the country down in me. Willing and Willie brought it up to a high degree. Vince and Lovelace played it all that it could be. But it was Hank and Haggard. Parsons took his song down a country road.
heard a grievous angel sing about a sin city. Understood he tried to reach deep down in my soul, but it was Hank and Haggard laid the country down in me. Hank and Haggard laid the country down in me. Waylon and Willie brought it up to a high degree. Vince and Lovins made it all it could be. But it was Hank and Haggard laid the country down in me. Hank and Haggard laid the country down in me. Waylon and Willie brought it up to a high degree. Vince and Lovins made it all that it could be. But it was Hank and Haggard laid the country down in me. And it was Hank and Haggard laid the country down in me.
Southern Fried, paying homage to Hank and Haggard and Willie and Waylon and all those other guys. Like I said a moment ago, everybody who grew up in the 60s and or the 70s or even later grew up on Merle Haggard. And it was quite a loss when we found out that Merle had passed away not too long ago. And here is Philip Clarkson and his Merle Haggard song entitled simply Haggard Is Gone.
He pulled us into his world and let the music unfold. Hooked us from the start, it was way down in his soul. When it comes to country, you're in it or you ain't. Haggard was in it, played from can to cane. Girls sang about life, the good times and the bad. Heartaches and strife, make them rhyme, make them sad. Haggard is gone, yeah, the hag is gone. His music lives on, yeah, his music lives on. People came from all around to hear that Bakersfield sound. Made that Telecaster twang, we listened when he sang. Merle traveled far and near to sing his country songs. It's hard to believe he's gone, his music will always live on. Merle sang about life, the good times and the bad. Heartaches and strife can make them rhyme, can make them sad. Haggard is gone, yeah, the hag is gone. His music lives on, yeah, his music lives on. Merle sang about life, the good times and the bad. Heartaches and strife can make them rhyme, can make them sad. Haggard is gone, yeah, the hag is gone. His music lives on, yeah, his music lives on. His music lives on, yeah, his music lives on. No new songs about Kern River. He will not be forgotten, no, never.
Philip Clarkson, Haggard Is Gone. Our next song is by a very talented artist who actually had the opportunity to work with many, many big-time country singers back in the 1970s and thereabouts, Bonnie Paul. And this is her tribute to Merle Haggard, entitled simply, "I Still Think About You Every Day, Merle."
Sang with all your soul. As I grew up, the songs you wrote would echo in my mind. And today it remains that way. It happens all the time. I still think about you every day, Merle. Mamas and trains, and somewhere to come when it rains. Oh, your music touched the soul of this girl. I still think about you every day, Merle. Crowd always sings along. It just shows how many other people you have touched. And what I see is they're just like me. We treasure you so much. I still think about you every day, Merle. Mamas and trains, and somewhere to come when it rains. Oh, your music touched the soul of this girl. I still think about you every day, Merle. I still
That's the very talented and very wonderful Bonnie Paul. I still think about you every day, Merle. Okay, to wrap up the Merle Haggard section of our special tribute show today, we're going to go to David Chamberlain. And David Chamberlain feels a little haggard tonight, and he wants to tell us all about it.
On a tractor, a 10 minutes in a tub, 4 hours on the dance floor at our favorite club. If we dance one more fast one, I'll be too far gone. Your girl, let's say the last one till we're home alone. I feel a little haggard tonight, but one Merle's old record's on, and come and hold me tight. Disconnect telephone and I'll turn down the light.
Chamberlain, I feel a little haggard tonight. You know, growing up, another one of my favorites was always George Jones. George just had a way of taking that traditional country sound and doing so much with it. Of course, George Jones was known for such hits as White Lightning, Where Does a Little Tear Come From, The Race Is On, and all the way down to He Stopped Loving Her Today. Very heartfelt song. It almost makes me cry every time I hear that. So, to start off our tribute to George Jones, here is Artie Rodriguez, and his song is called She Loves George Jones.
Standing by the jukebox, tapping her toes, listening to The Race Is On. I don't know what I'll do if she continues, but I can sure picture her and me without you. I wish she'd stop loving him today and start looking this poor boy's way. She gets hotter than a $2 pistol when she hears that Corvette song. I wish she loved me like she loves George Jones. I can't sleep in the morning, I'm up before dawn. Alarm clock is his cheating songs. From Tennessee whiskey to White Lightning brew, I wish I could be the one who fails his shoes. I wish he'd stop loving him today and start looking this poor boy's way. She gets hotter than a $2 pistol when she hears that Corvette song. I wish she loved me like she loves George Jones. I wish she'd stop loving him today and start looking this poor boy's way. She gets hotter than a $2 pistol when she hears that Corvette song. I wish she loved me like she loved George Jones. I wish that girl loved me like she loved George Jones.
Artie Rodriguez, she loves George Jones. Moving along with our George Jones theme here for a little bit is a great tune by Chad Triplett, and it is entitled very simply George Jones.
Appalachian Mountains is where I'm from. Four-wheel drives and old shotguns and Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. I got a southern woman to save my soul, a gypsy band at a rock and roll. Alice Marie, shake it for me, dear. Well, I'm country fed, cornbread, and we'll be till they say I'm dead. And they play an old possum song. I know these hills like a pack of my hand. You can bet your ass ain't no other man gonna take my guns or steal my soul. I've been a month on the road, living a dream I'm told. But I dream of home. Well, hey, George Jones, yeah, the race is on. Shotguns and Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Yeah.
George Jones. That was Chad Triplett. And finally, our final George Jones tribute song is by a very talented artist named Bobby Mackey. And his tribute is called That Jones Boy Is Gone. Here he is, Bobby Mackey.
Now that Jones boy is gone, who's gonna fill his shoes? He stopped loving her today. The blues became bad news. Things have gone to pieces. Who'll sing the races on? Who's gonna fill his shoes now that Jones boy is gone? I remember oh so well the boy with the crew cut hair singing about white lightning, and she thinks I still care. Don't stop the music, let it play one more song. We got an aching, breaking heart now that Jones boy is gone. Now that Jones boy is gone, who's gonna fill his shoes? He stopped loving her today. The blues became bad news. Things have gone to pieces. Who'll sing the races on? Who's gonna fill his shoes now that Jones boy is gone? I always love to hear old George and Tammy sing about a two-story house and a golden wedding ring. Life is filled with choices, they couldn't quite hold on. She said, take me to your world, and he was a no-show Jones. Now that Jones boy is gone, who's gonna fill his shoes? He stopped loving her today. The blues became bad news. Things have gone to pieces. Who'll sing the races on? Who's gonna fill his shoes now that Jones boy is gone? Hey, who's gonna fill his shoes now that old Possum's gone?
Bobby Mackey. That Jones boy is gone. That brings us to Patsy Cline. You know, I didn't discover the magic of Patsy Cline until early 70s, although she very sadly passed away in a plane crash in Camden, Tennessee in 1963. I guess I have an excuse as to why I didn't discover Patsy Cline earlier, because I was only 4 years old in March 1963. But I soon discovered that Patsy Cline was one of the most fantastic traditional country artists of all time. Here is Debbie Kelly and her tribute to not only Patsy Cline, but to the iconic Grand Ole Opry. And Debbie's song is called The Opry, Patsy and Me.
Since I was a teen, country steals a kiss before he swings around. Where one day I will be, and the legends I will see at the Opry with Patsy and me. At the
Opry, Patsy and Me, Debbie Kelly. Okay, let's bring Teddy Sadler up next. And Teddy Sadler's tribute song includes not only Patsy Cline, but Hank and also Shotgun Willie Nelson. You know, when I was a teenager and listening to a lot of Willie back in the early 1970s, I thought of him, as most people did, as just one of the original outlaw country artists. And I found out just how versatile Willie could be in 1977 when he came out with his tribute album to the late, great Lefty Frizzell, called To Lefty from Willie. And that quickly became one of my favorite albums, at least for a while. So, here is Teddy Sadler paying tribute to Hank, Patsy, Willie, and me.
Wish I could drink one with Hank, and burn one with Willie, and go walking after midnight with pretty Patsy Cline. And I'd like to go back down was in the 60s, where we all used to sit around and write those lines of rhyme. Well, you've heard them say that you can't go back. Now, some folks say that that's a fact. But as for me, I like to dream and reminisce from what I've seen. Now, watch those stars walk on that stage where the circle of wood was sage. And when they walked up to the mic, it was Grand Ole Opry Saturday night. I wish I could drink one with Hank and burn one with Willie and go walking after midnight with pretty Patsy Cline. And I'd like to go back down to Tootsie's like it was in the 60s, where we all used to sit around and write those lines of rhyme. Patsy Cline. And I'd like to go back down to Tootsie's like it was in the 60s, where we all used to sit around and write those lines of rhyme. I wish I could drink one with Hank and burn one with Willie and go walking after midnight with pretty Patsy Cline. And I'd like to go back down to Tootsie like it was in the 60s, where we all used to sit around and write those lines of rhyme.
Thank you, Teddy. Teddy Sadler, Hank, Patsy, Willie, and me. And I think anyone would like to hang out with Willie Nelson. I mean, think about it. Willie is the ultimate hangout with guy, right? And one guy who really wishes he could hang out with Willie is B.J. Roberts. B.J. Roberts is going to do a little song now called Willie, Will You Do One With Me?
Followed your music going around about 50 years. You've written of the nightlife gone crazy with heartaches and tears. You've talked to the walls from Texas down to old Tennessee. With a suitcase of songs, all classics to be. You waltz across Texas with Ernest and the great Minnie Pearl. Down there at Willie's, Bill Mack sends your songs to the world. You've earned world respect for country, pop, jazz, and the blues. An honor, my friend, reserved for a very rare few. With Johnny and Waylon and Chris, you were the real highwaymen. Those sounds could not have come from other than four true good friends. You've done some with Ray Charles, Julio, Kid Rock, Randall Lee. Willie, I'm asking, will you do one with me? We were born the same day, though different years. We've hit the hard times, lost a loved one so dear. Left those bad times behind us, just like a wild horse stampede. You say, Willie, will you do one with me? With Johnny and Waylon and Chris, you were the real highwaymen. Those sounds could not have come from other than four true good friends. You've done some with George Jones, Shania, and Toby Keith. Willie, I'm asking, will you do on with me? Willie, I'd be honored if you'd sing this one song with me. In the twilight glow I see.
Willie, will you do one with me? B.J. Roberts. Now, Sand Chef. Sand Chef recorded a little song about how he met Merle Travis, and that song is entitled, simply enough, I Met Merle Travis. Sand Chef, here it goes.
I met Merle Travis when I was just 13 years old. He lived outside of my little town. He was famous, I was told. Me, I'd never heard of him before he showed on up that day at the store they call Green Country Music down old Tahlequah way. I mean Tahlequah, Oklahoma, where I spent my youthful years. It's capital of the Cherokees at the end of the Trail of Tears. The downtown was mostly boarded then, home to a few stores, bums and rats, half dead and getting deader. You can thank Walmart for that. Merle Travis was a big old friendly fella, wore a big clean cowboy hat. He strolled in that day with his guitar case and on a stool he sat. And all the local pickers, now there's about five or six, they gathered round him in a circle just to trade some guitar licks. Had this big old Gibson inlaid with mother of pearl, and down the neck that pearl spelled the name of Merle. I had a guitar on layaway, had to play it at the store. My folks paid 10 bucks a month on it, didn't take lessons anymore. I just sort of hung around the store a lot, kind of long hair, skinny and shy. Bumped cigarettes from the Bluegrass Boys and watched the world go by. But Merle Travis shook my hand, chuckled when he heard my name. He said, how about that, a kid named Sand, once he'd heard it plain. And the pickers made a circle, I sat a little off to the side. I strummed along sort of quiet-like, not to break the rhythmic tide that keeps the beat of music, our mysterious old friend. And I watched Merle Travis pick and strum and bend. He put his fingers to the guitar like a farmer takes a plow. And I watched him make those melodies, but I still could not see how. His fingers flew and fretted, and notes flew around and round. And to this day, I've never seen another man create such sound. Like he just come from the mine, carrying the weight of ages, dredged up line by line. They went song by song around the circle, like musicians often do. Hippie John did the ballad of John and Yoko. Merle played a killer solo too. They did some old time standards, gospel and country swing. He'd laugh when the songs were over. He said he loved everything. He didn't do 16 tons that day, no one asked him to. Though of course that was his biggest hit, a classic through and through. Come over to me before he left. He looked me right into the eyes. He said, you keep playing that guitar, son. It'll be worth it by and by. As he left, we felt a little lonesome in that old music store, in our rundown Ozark mountain town where the train don't stop no more. Well, he died not too long after. I can't tell you exactly when. I'd moved away. I didn't hear the news. There wasn't no internet then. And I heard the music store closed down too right about that same time. I suppose I should say it's kind of sad, but I ain't figured out the rhyme. Just like I don't know how spirit works or how music makes itself, but I do know that it does because I feel it in myself. And I've gotten so much of this life, so many people too, but I remember Merle Travis picking guitar that afternoon. Some folks say a man made out of mud, a poor man made out of muscle and blood and skin and bone, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. I met Merle Travis when I was just 13. After I met Merle, well, this old world finally made a little sense to me.
I met Merle Travis, Sand Chef. Coming up right now, a tribute to the Bakersfield sound. Of course, we all know what the Bakersfield sound is. When you think of Buck Owens, for example, Buck Owens was pure Bakersfield. And this one is bought by an artist called George Highfill. And this is George Highfill and his song, The Music, Born in Bakersfield.
The hot August sun split the cloudless morning sky as a pour poured out of the Dust Bowl back in 1935. There was nothing left to do except beg, borrow, and steal. So they left the farm and moved to Bakersfield. I can't imagine how they felt about their hopes and dreams when they crossed that burning desert a I'd hit the sands of the San Joaquin. It was too late to turn back. They found jobs in the fields, and the last chance at hope was Bakersfield. There was a hard edge to the lead guitar, a hard edge to the steam. And there's hard times in the bloodlines of music born in Bakersfield. Buck and Merle sang about honky-tonks, prisons, and trains, out where the desert blooms, where they can turn on the rain. Some poured the concrete, and others hauled the steam, and the land of milk and honey was Bakersfield. There was a hard edge to Don Rich's guitar, a hard edge to Brumley Steve. And there's hard times in the bloodlines of the music born in Bakersfield. There was a hard edge to Roy Nichols' guitar, a hard edge to Hamlet Steve. And there's hard times in the bloodlines of the music born in Bakersfield. And there's hard times in the bloodlines of the music born in Bakersfield.
George Highfill, the music born in Bakersfield. Well, we're just about out of time for this special expanded episode of Down Home Roundup. Hope you enjoyed the last hour with you. I've certainly enjoyed spending it with you. So until next time, this is David G. reminding you to stay safe, stay happy, and stay country.